Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, final hour for us. Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Couple of minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. Couple big stories today. Braves just dreadful last night offensively. Chris Sale was obviously really good, but just a frustrating one last night. They're at it again today, actually leading early 1-0. Third inning. We'll keep you updated there. Get back into a couple of different Falcons conversations. Randy was telling me some interesting stuff about Darnell Mooney in the break, which we'll get to in about 20 minutes. Yeah. You're not going to believe it.
I can't believe it.
And then an AMA at 140 as well. Any question? Lines will be open at 404-726-0929. Text us or tweet us as well.
Dude, how is Boone when it's time to go to the vet? Does he know?
No. We don't tell him. Well, he knows when we get there.
Yeah, but like Nico knows.
Like before you even leave the house.
Yes. No. Interesting. What happened was because like he's big, and so she can't get him in the car.
Yeah, he's a
he'll
very
prop
big
down.
Dog. Yeah.
But when I'm there, Nico. He'll get up and he'll get in the car. But when he's, like, we weren't going to the vet, but we were going by the vet. And I'm assuming when he saw where we were going, the direction, dude, this dude was, like, he was in the back of the truck just I was like, hold on, what's wrong? And I had no clue. And so you have to take a right past the vet to go where we were going. And I take the right, and Nico just loses it.
Yeah, so to answer your question, starts, very similar.
Yeah, he just starts barking. I'm like, what the hell did y'all do to my damn dog?
Have they done they haven't done that yet?
No. Okay. No, he's not one up there.
Okay.
But I don't know, that's why I was just curious, is Boone like that?
Yeah. But
Boone knows what y'all did.
Well,
to him.
We had to switch vets.
Yeah. Oh.
We had to switch vets because it got so bad. Now we also moved, but we switched vets before we moved.
Right.
It got so bad that he would, he would fight with every ounce of his being after. He used to not mind it.
Right.
And then one time we took him there.
Yeah, I took him there and he came back missing.
They stole him. He used to love those things, man.
Right.
Those were like his favorite.
Yeah.
He would lick them. Anyway, they're flexible, whatever. Right, but they took them away from him and he was furious. He was furious at me for weeks.
Yes, I remember that.
He was like less mad at her. He was like, you have them too.
Right, right.
When are you getting yours removed?
Right.
And I was like, probably never.
Right.
But so we took him to a different one and it was good for the most part. But then I think he had to get he had hurt his paw pad or something. So they had to actually do something to him there, and since then he really hates it. Now the good thing is ours is really off the beaten path,
right.
So we really never go by it.
Uh-huh.
But if you ever go near
it,
same thing. Total
dude,
freak
yesterday
out.
Yesterday I went by, I was just going by it, and he lost it.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the hell? And I looked, I was like, what the hell they do to you over there, buddy? Because he's so big, I'm going to have to start taking him because she can't.
He's
too big for her to lift him up in the car. Well, okay, I was just curious if it was just my dog that when you ride by the vet, he loses his freaking mind.
Nope.
All right, okay.
Then there's the flip side of that, of places that we go where he gets so excited that he almost can't contain himself.
Right.
Like when we drive to North Carolina and we turn that last turn down to my in-law's house, to Jim and Julie's house, he loves being there so much because he loves Julie. I think because she has a real high-pitched voice, maybe. Right. She's very sweet, too.
Yes,
but I think her voice really he likes. And then he can run around. They got a big backyard that he can run around. So when we turn down that road, he goes nuts like he won the lottery.
Right.
Like, he loves it so much. So there's the good side of it, too.
Okay.
Maybe Nico will have a place when you take him there. He'll get excited
about
it.
He don't like riding that way. Oh, hold on.
Who likes going to the doctor? Nobody does.
Did I read this right? Okay, the Chicago White Sox, they announced that Jerry Reinsdorf, the longtime owner, and Justin Ishba have reached a long-term investment agreement that establishes a framework for where Ishba will obtain the future controlling interest in the White Sox.
Am I making the assumption right that Ishbia is related to the other one, Phoenix Suns guy?
I'm going to assume.
Is it spelled the same?
I'm going to, yes.
Okay.
I'm going to assume. As part of the agreement, Ishbia will make capital infusions into the White Sox as a limited partner in 2025, 26, and then he will eventually become, oh, okay. So Reinsdorf is finally going to kind of back away a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's... I mean, that's good,
yes.
Right? Jerry Reinsdorf not owning the Chicago White Sox fully can really only be good news for White Sox fans.
Yes.
You do then probably have to think to yourself a little bit like, well, the Suns era is not going great.
And but he's spending the money, though.
He's spending the
money. Reinsdorf won't spend any money.
That's true. He's spending the money. Yes. And in baseball, because it's such a different financial system than basketball and football, like spending money tends to work at least a little bit. Like at least you're going to be relevant and not the worst team in baseball history like the White Sox were last year. Did you hear what Matt Ishbia said, the Suns owner, given everything that's happened with this run? Did you hear what he said?
No.
He said, I'm going to be more involved.
Oh, no, he said, did not.
The problem I had is I hired too many basketball people and took my hands off the wheel. I thought he was the most involved. He seems like he was way too involved in the process. Not how he sees it. He said he didn't think he had enough control. He thinks things went the way they went the last couple of years because he didn't take over enough.
Oh, my God.
So
what a dork. And, you know, I didn't realize this. Like, whatever his company is, a mortgage, whatever, he's like one of the biggest mortgage companies, just whatever, whatever. And he was like in competition with Dan Gilbert and kind of leaped over him. And so, like, him and Dan don't blank with each other. Like,
oh, right, just from business?
But it's personal.
Right.
You remember when he got approved to be the Ishmael to buy the Suns?
Mm-hmm.
Dan Gilbert was the only owner said no.
And like, not because he doesn't think he'll be a good owner, but just because he surpassed him in the business realm.
Like they
which,
don't,
of course.
They don't blank with each other. Like, Ishma said some slick stuff about Dan, and I don't know, they said when it was time for them to vote for him to be the owner of the Suns, everybody was there except for him.
Yeah.
Dan Gilbert said, no.
Nah, he's costing me money, man.
He's costing me money.
Man took over my... I know, it's shocking.
What the hell's going on?
I'm just going to ignore it, because I think if we ignore it, then it'll continue.
What is
it? If you acknowledge it and look at it, then maybe it'll stop.
Damn.
Yeah, it's good.
Braves scoring runs.
I don't know how they're doing it. It's a miracle. You know, you get the one game per series, you know?
It was game two.
It was. Normally it's game two. They waited until game three in this series. All right, let's get to the big story of the day. Kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics. Non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
He came in and struck Harris out last inning. That was the first batter he faced. Now he's going to try to get him to end the ball game. 1-2. He got him. Frustration.
This is so last night.
That's so yesterday.
I'm so past that.
You know?
Considering they got five runs up right
now.
Yeah,
I think
so. Can we just not talk about that?
Yeah, we can. Yeah.
He didn't strike out his first attempt. I mean, look at this crap.
Yeah, look at this. But this is what we talked about. This is also frustrating. Because that's the thing about when your team's not doing good, even when they do good, it's frustrating. It's very frustrating.
They had three doubles in his inning, Andy.
I see that. This is why over the course of this 12-game stretch where they're 3-9, they're scoring as many runs as they're giving up.
Yes.
Because they lose all the games they lose, 2-1 and 3-2.
Yes.
And then they have the one random game where they win 6-0 or 7-1 and make up the difference. I mean, they're still, I believe, I'm pretty sure I'm right about this, they're still like a plus 15 run differential for the year.
Who?
The Braves are. And they're 6 games under .500.
They're plus 15?
15, yeah.
Damn.
Which is not great.
I know, but I'm saying, I didn't think anything about this team was plus.
Yeah. But I think plus seven, okay.
Okay, but
seven.
I think the crazy
thing... Well, they'll be plus 15 by the end of the day today, probably.
I'm assuming because Austin Riley just just had a couple RBIs, and now he leads the team. But as bad as Michael's been, he was leading the team in RBI still.
Yep.
Yeah, which was crazy. But I'm sure now Austin is ahead of that pace. But, yeah, that's a frustrating thing because, you know, this team is a bat-driven team. They just are. And so, I mean, yesterday Chris Sale, I mean, you were joking. Like, where would they be if they didn't make that trade?
Screwed.
They'd be blanked out.
They'd be blanked screwed. Out. We talked about it last week. I think Chris Sale in his almost 50 starts now as a Brave is 15 games over 500.
Yep.
Even with losses like last night. Because like this, I think this year actually, as good as he's been, they're under 500 in games that he starts.
Yes.
Because they just don't score any runs when he starts. They were like 16 games over 500 or 17 games over 500 in games that he started last year. In that course of time, they're only like 10 games over 500 as a team, and it's probably even worse than that now because the numbers have changed pretty drastically since we had that conversation last week. Yeah, they'd be a sub-500 team if they didn't have Chris Sale.
Yes.
And Vaughn Grissom would be playing left field.
Yes.
Which also would probably be bad.
And that's why I don't...
It's not about whatever. You know, you got Alex Verdugo playing left field now, so it's not like it's good.
That's why I just, you know, I just keep it pushing when it comes to these damn... Oh, you need it. Because it... What prospect that was a big-time prospect that is no longer on this baseball team should have been left fielder? Well, they can just put him out of left field.
Right.
They just put him out of left field. They just put him out of left field. Like, no.
There haven't been any.
There haven't been any. There haven't been any. And I like Vaughn Grissom. And I hopefully he does well. Does he still play for the Red Sox?
Yeah.
Okay. Is he with the big club?
Hasn't played this year. Believe he's hurt.
Okay. Well, I mean.
Believe he's hurt.
Yeah, but I mean, I think, you know.
I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and say he's hurt.
Drake Baldwin.
I think
Drake
Baldwin. From the minors.
Drake Baldwin can play in left field. No, he can't.
Nah.
No, he can't.
He can't.
He's a catcher. Damn good one.
Yeah.
Gotten better every he's passed damn near every test. And he's, I mean, but.
One of the things we were keeping an eye on with the news of the week that Ozuna's dealing with a hip tear was kind of since it happened, what's he look like?
Right.
He had that. He hit the ball real hard late in the game in game one, but not hard enough to get past the center fielder. He's 1-for-2 today with a couple RBIs, so he's still pulling his weight, you know? Like, yeah. Even with the injury, he's still one of the 3 or 4 best hitters that the Braves have in the lineup. So, because there was some, like, brief thought after the... After he told reporters that he was hurt and then Anthopoulos talked about it, maybe if it didn't go well, maybe you shut him down for a couple weeks and let Baldwin DH when he's not catching. Doesn't seem like that's going to happen.
Was it Goddard? I think Brandon Goddard was on with Du Bois. He said he's been dealing about a month.
Yeah. Grant told us yesterday it was back to the Toronto series.
Because that was the biggest thing we were trying to figure out was when did this injury happen and how much longer and all those things. And so, yeah, about a month ago he's been dealing with his injury. So, I mean, he's been there. You know, and he's still, like you said, he's an effective player, you know, you put him, but I know we keep talking.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
About Michael Harris and all these things. But, and you mentioned it earlier in the show, if everybody else was doing more, this Michael thing wouldn't be, I don't think it's glaring.
No, that's true, but Michael's one of the guys
that's
supposed to be doing more.
You're right.
A Michael Harris is not in the same category as Alex Verdugo or Nick Allen. Like, those are guys that are here now and probably won't be later. Harris is the future.
Yes.
You know, and has been the past as well. Like, he's been really good. So, I don't know. Then they have days like today in them where after three innings.
Joe, did you say offensive onslaught, Andy?
Yeah, they're going bonkers.
They're going bonkers.
The other day.
Five damn runs.
Now, they got six. And I'll say this. You're allowed to score more. Six is good.
I mean, hell, let me score in one.
I know.
All
right. I'm just saying, like.
Hell, I would have took two.
I know. Last night I would have took two.
Yeah.
I would have took three. Don't let this game get close, though. You know? Don't have us driving home in an hour being like, oh, it's 6-5 now? Great. Don't make this one of those one-run games.
Yeah, man.
Just keep adding on.
Is this a big headline right here? I love this headline here. Steven Adams is an unrestricted free agent. Big possibility he can be lured to a playoff team like the Lakers.
I'll take him.
Yeah, maybe like 10 years ago, Steven Adams.
I still take him.
You take Steven Adams?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't want him to start for my team.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I don't want
Isn't
him to start.
He like 28? 29?
Steven Adams? The Kiwi?
Yeah. I think he's like maybe not that young. I think he's like shockingly young, though.
Really?
31.
31?
Yeah. Really?
31.
Because he feels like he's 36, 37,
yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, again, I'll take him. Like, that's a great dude to have in your locker room. This is like exactly what the Hawks haven't had forever.
It's Ivan.
Yeah, he'll fight you and get some rebounds, and he's not going to cause any problems, and it'd probably be fun to interview. We had a good time talking to Patty Mills.
Hell yeah, we did, mate.
And Steven Adams from New Zealand, close to Australia.
Mate. He found that team? He didn't play on the national team, did he?
Who?
Steve Adams.
I don't know. Does New Zealand have a national team?
I thought he was, I'm thinking of Australia. Yeah, he's Australian, right?
No, Steven Adams from New Zealand.
Why do I think he's from Australia?
They're close to each other.
That. Okay.
Accents are similar.
That's when you said Patty Mills. That's why I was like,
yeah.
He wasn't on a damn Australian team.
Mm-mm, no, because he's not Australian.
Exactly.
He's from New Zealand.
And we had fun interviewing Patty Mills. That made me assume that he was Australian.
I'm just saying they're kind of like close in proximity.
Is New Zealand
so maybe
people not Australian, Andy?
Mm-mm, no, they're not. They're different countries.
I understand that, but they sound alike.
Pretty
so
similar.
So they're easy to get confused.
Oh, yeah. You can confuse them easily.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Easily.
So I was going to get that one in, Dan.
Yeah, no. Easy mistake. Common mistake. We'll come back and tell you some great news about Darnell Mooney. We don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Let me get mine.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. 20 minutes away from the AMA. Phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929. Start thinking about your question. Think about how you want to ask it. Call up in 20 minutes and do so. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com.
What damn?
Yeah, man. So we're going to have to score more than six today. You were just telling me about the Atlanta United had to sue the club that they sent Thiago Almada
to. According to this post here, Atlanta United has sued Botafogo and FIFA for failure to pay the transfer fee of Thiago Almada for the $21 million.
Huh. Yeah, you'd think you'd want that.
You'd think you want that bread.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me go on.
Especially if we're going to be bragging about record transfer fees and stuff like that. Like, you got to get some of that money.
Yeah, I mean,
I guess I never really knew how stuff like that worked in terms of, like, the timing of it and all of that. Like, I guess, obviously, you're not going to get the money before you send the guy.
Yeah, but
it's not like a ransom situation.
It's really funny. I won't go through this because they have the whole, like, complaint of, like, basically pay – how they're supposed to pay off this $21 million loan, it's pretty funny. $3 million here, $18 million net of any taxes as outstanding plus 5% interest.
Okay.
Yeah, so yeah.
But you would assume with something like that, like there's a payment.
Like
plan.
Starting an escrow.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Or something, or maybe you have to give us X amount by this date, and then there's another date where you give us more, and then the final installment is this date or whatever. Like, I'm sure you're not just getting a check for $21 million.
I would
day
like
after
that,
said, that'd be great. Yeah, that would be great.
I don't like that.
Now, what if they don't have it? You get the dude back?
I'm assuming so. Bring him back. Hey, Tiago, you want to go? Damn sure can use him.
Believe you have my property? I would like that back, please.
Yeah, I would like to think that, but yeah, that's pretty damn funny. But no, I was we were talking about Darnell Moody. I just saw a quote says Darnell Moody will be a big part of the Falcons' offense.
Duh.
Yeah.
Was he a big part last year?
He was.
He almost had 1,000 yards. He has 1,000.
He had 992 yards.
That's gotta be. Oh, that's good.
Because you know there was an incentive based on that four-digit number.
I'm pretty
number.
Sure he had
and 1,000. And he missed week 18.
Yes, I'm pretty sure he had some money in incentives in his contract.
Yes. That. So the headline that Darnell Mooney is going to be a big part of the Falcons' offense is not news. But this part, maybe if you dig a little bit, if like this part of it is a little bit more from the Falcons' wide receiver coach says, we're going to lean on him a lot more than we did last year and see where that goes.
Okay.
So 65 catches for 992 yards and 6 touchdowns.
So they want him up somewhere 80. Maybe.
For a good portion of the year, especially I would say like the first half of the year, he was Kirk Cousins' like go-to dude. Yes. Like he was his security blanket. Yes. He felt most comfortable throwing him the ball.
Talk to him early on, like during camp and everything, how it seemed like it was too?
Yeah, no, he has a – like there was a – I never really understood the connection, but like Kirk Cousins specifically asked for the Falcons to go out and get Darnell Mooney.
Yes.
When he was coming here, because he knew that he wanted to throw him the football. They had never played together before. I guess they'd played against each other being in that division, but still, like, I don't know, a lot of guys play against each other and don't do that.
Yeah.
So I never really fully understood that connection, but it worked. And then he got banged. Oh, Kirk got banged up, obviously, in the middle of the season, and Darnell Mooney got banged up at the end of the season. But if they're going to lean on him a lot more than they did last year and see where that goes, that goes to about 80 catches, 1,200 yards, eight touchdowns.
Yeah.
So now we start spreading around a lot of yards and a lot of catches, right? Because, like, if he's going to get that many, I mean, we expect Drake London to be close to, if not more than what he did last year.
Correct.
Right? Bijan's going to get the ball a lot of times. Algier's going to carry it a little bit here and there. I mean, there is a tight end we're all hoping does something at some point if he's able to be on the field. And then, there, you know, you sprinkle in some other catches to other guys that are on the offense. It sounds like if it goes that way, a pretty good passing game.
Yeah, it should be. It should be.
We're talking 4,000 yards there, probably.
Yeah, exactly.
To split up amongst
them. Yeah, exactly. And it should be somewhere around that area when you look at the now, I'm not going to put it that it has to be because you're still dealing with a young quarterback. I know the excitement is there, and it should be, but Michael Penix is a young player at the position. Yes, he has more physical tools than Kirk Cousins. But Kirk Cousins been doing a long time, you know, and I do believe, you know, I have to believe that if whatever happened to him didn't happen to him in New Orleans, he was going to do that. He was going to put up his regular 4,000, 30 touchdown type thing. Well, he didn't. But, yeah, Moody's going to be that second guy.
Yeah, Kirk he threw for 35 last year.
Exactly.
Even with everything that happened.
Yes. So
at the end of the year.
He was going to throw for 4.
Yeah, he really was.
Yeah. And so we get that. I mean, then you got to always add the number of catches and targets that Bijan's going to have.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's going to be slim pickings for outside of those three guys. It's going to be Drake, Moody, and Bijan.
Mm-hmm.
And you can throw Kyle in there.
Yeah, Kyle's going to get some targets.
Kyle's going to get some targets and catches and everything like that. That's why if I'm him, I'm asking the hell out of him. Contract year? Fourth option? But he has the ability to be the first option.
Mm-hmm.
He just don't – whatever. I ain't going there.
Yeah.
But
it's like, that's a tough one at this point to be
who cares?
Trying to leverage anything. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But, yeah, I can see that being a bigger part of it.
Yeah, but you know what? That's not unusual for good offenses.
No.
You know? Like, it's not unusual to have a couple of go-to guys in the passing game and a really dynamic running back, and you lean on those guys heavily.
Mm-hmm.
Like for two great wide receivers and a running back to be like 70% of your offensive yardage is not unusual.
Right.
And then you find the rest of it with all the other guys that are on the roster. But yeah, I don't know. I don't have a problem with that. Darnell Mooney's got to stay healthy.
Yes.
Obviously, because not the biggest guy in the world. Right. But I'm just talking about a guy that got hurt last year at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Like, you know, would have had 1,000 yards last year, even with everything that happened, had he played that final game. You got to think he's going to get
2,000 yard receivers.
Yeah, they would have. And that's why we talked about last week. Like, what's more likely to happen? 2,000-yard receivers or 2,000-yard rushers. Obviously, it's 2,000-yard receivers between those two guys. So, yeah, I have no doubt. So, say if Darnell Mooney was the breakout player on offense last year, would you say that he was? I think Drake kind of broke out.
I think
Drake was. Bijan had his best year. But anyway, if Darnell Mooney was the breakout player on offense last year, who will it be this year?
Oh, my God. I don't know, Buck. Breakout player. Who is a player on this team that we have not seen play on this team?
I know. That's the thing. Like, if Drake London just sort of continues his pace.
He's played. He's talking about Newsle. Okay.
Then that's – oh. Okay. All right. I was thinking more from like a position that accumulates stats.
That's how I was worried, Abe.
But I mean, if Newsle starts 17 games and looks good, then sure. It's just so hard to say that an interior offensive lineman is going to be a breakout player, but maybe Bergeron. Maybe Bergeron, because Bergeron's been very good in his time here so far. Maybe it'll get to the point where it's like, yeah, he's also one of the best guards in football.
Yeah, because I mean, with Lindstrom. Technically, you go whatever metric or usually a dork, geeky ass stat that says Lindstrom is the best guard in ball. I don't believe that, but the
metric he's good though. He's obviously one of the best.
Very, very good.
Yeah.
You have a solid, 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 and I mean solid as a rock veteran at the left side. You got a good, and then I think Caleb is average tackle. But he's good enough to win with, you know. And so, yeah, that should be a strength. But if you want to talk about just the skill position players of it, who's new?
Well, I'll tell you who it's going to be. It's only really one answer that it can be is Michael Penix. Yeah, I mean, he played 3 games last year and looked pretty good. But if he has the year that we're talking about, like if Michael Penix throws for 4,000 yards next year, that's the breakout player on offense.
Yeah.
And the Falcons are probably pretty good. It almost feels though with some people, like that's almost like kind of the baseline expectation now, which is fine. Like I understand there's a lot of hype for it. Almost feels like we've gone from so much focus and frustration surrounding the quarterback over the last handful of years to now Penix flashed in 3 games and obviously they drafted him in the first round stuff. Like it's almost gone from the hype leading just straight to like, and yeah, Penix will do this. And then it's like, all right, I hope he does. And I think he's really, really good. But like, he is going to be a rookie in the NFL.
He is young,
like,
man.
There are going to be games where he looks like a rookie in the NFL.
Stop showing the. Yes, the dude can throw it. He can spin it. He can put it in places. But damn it, if you're just going to keep showing me the same damn highlights and thinking that that's going to carry over, the dude is young. He's going to. We're going to come in here on Monday. I know at least I am going to come in here on Monday.
I'm not.
And be objective of what he does.
Yeah, I'm going to come in here on Monday and tell you how it was everybody else's fault. I got to start listing my guys. Well, if Zach Robinson knew how to call plays, maybe Michael Penix would be able to play quarterback. Who else could we blame? Yeah. We blame the fans. Sometimes people like to do that. I mean, if the fans would be in their seats when the game started, maybe Penix would be able.
Oh my God!
I gotta start getting my excuses.
I don't think
there's gonna. Honestly, I really don't think there's gonna need to be a ton of excuses. And obviously, we won't make them either.
He's gonna lose the Falcons a game.
He'll probably throw a bad pick in the fourth quarter. But I also think
they all do it.
But I also think that he's gonna win them enough.
He's
games
gonna win enough games and all those things
to validate
it. He's gonna make mistakes. He's gonna make mistakes. You're like, what the hell? Because he's a rook.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
But they're going to look good, though. You know what I mean? There's different types of mistakes. Some people make mistakes and it's like, oh, what's wrong with you? And other people make mistakes and you're like, I see what you were thinking. I see where your head was at.
It's going to be a lot of those. I see what you were thinking.
I get it. That wasn't as bad as it seemed. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic, 404-726-0929. Load up the phone lines. We have 6 of them. Let's get 6 people on hold. And then we'll, huh?
Do all radios have 6 lines?
I can't hear you. Do all radio stations have 6 phone lines?
Yeah, do all of them have 6 phone lines?
I don't know.
Oh,
no.
He said no.
Oh, no, we have more than most. Carrying a big stick over here. Load them up. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. Ask and you shall receive. Look at that. Full phone lines. Now, when the line clears after we take one call, that means the line call 404-726-0929 and get on hold and get your question in as well. We'll start with Cam, who's driving a FedEx truck. What's up, Cam?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
This question is for, I don't know who does the intro music. I think that's Abe or Bo.
Yeah.
I don't know who does that, but I just want to know, can you please bring back that Bun B still not a player intro? I used to look forward to that every morning. It used to help me get through my day. It's just the 1 o'clock woo and that Bun B. I just want to know, can we bring it back? That's it.
Sure. Why not?
Yeah. Thanks, Cam.
Thanks, Cam.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, I mean, one thing about me, I love giving out shout outs.
Yes.
And I love taking requests.
Yes.
Old school radio.
There we go.
That's the whole reason to do radio in the first place. Request line, shout outs.
I'm on the request line.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Quiet Storm.
And that was Luther Vandross. we're going into the late hours of 1 o'clock.
Oh, it's incredible.
Light them incense.
So, yeah, we'll get that back in the mix, Cam.
We'll take you the rest of the way.
Cam didn't have a question. Well, I guess that was a question. Will you put it back on?
Yeah.
The answer is yes.
Yeah.
Calvin is in his car. Hey, Calvin.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today, man? First time call. I've been listening to y'all since I moved down here about 4 years ago.
Oh, thank you.
And I really appreciate y'all, man. I like y'all synergy. Randy, I thought you was the voice from Cyborg when I first came down here. I had looked it up to see if you was the voice of Cyborg or Teen Titans, man.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Are you?
But yes. My,
you are? Oh.
Go ahead.
You funny, man. But yeah, since the NFL has gone to 17 games now, I don't think it's right that some of those records that they have should be asterisked. So, because you got 17 games where you had Jim Brown and them running 14 games with 1,300 yards, 1,400 yards. So, my question is, what Hall of Fame record would you asterisk in today's time?
I can't. Oh man, appreciate the call. I can't ever do that. I don't know why I can't put myself in that mind space to do that.
Yo, I don't think you have to. It's okay to just mention that this happened in 14 games or this happened in 17 games or whatever. I don't think you need to have an asterisk on it.
Because I'm like, that's like the whole, like,
asterisk makes it sound like you're trying to degrade it.
Exactly. And I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Because the thing with the whole Barry Bonds thing, like, and don't get me wrong, I love Mr. Aaron. Love me some Mr. Hank Aaron. But he's not the home run king.
Yeah, Barry Bonds hit
Barry
more
Bonds
home runs
hit
than
home runs than him.
I don't know.
I know we're here in Atlanta, and I get it and all those other things. But no, Barry Bonds has the record for those home runs.
It's
He's
not,
the home run king.
Yeah, he hit more home runs than him.
More
it's
home
not
runs.
Debatable.
Yeah.
Baseball screwed up way back in the 60s when they put the asterisk next to Roger Maris' home run.
Why?
Because he played more games
exactly.
than Babe Ruth did.
Exactly.
But everybody knows that, though. Like, that's the thing. Like, that's the thing about all of these Hall of Fames and records and stuff is like, okay, like, why don't we just do the work of mentioning the fact
that
he played this many games and he played this many games and he played that many games.
Yes.
It's not that hard to do that. And I just think an asterisk oftentimes is, at least for me, like I view it as an intent to discredit.
Because it's what it is.
Yeah. And
that's
I don't want to discredit anybody's,
yeah, that's what it is.
Anybody's records or anything like that. Vince is in Gwinnett. Hey, Vince.
You know, everybody got an uncle named Leon. It's always followed by he stopped the train with a slingshot or he killed a Rottweiler or a pit bull with his bare hands. You know what I'm saying? And Randy, I know your teammate from Seattle probably definitely had an uncle named Leon.
Yeah.
That being said,
Jesse
when you
Chapman
brought up that blitz back in the day, it reminded me of when I was young and broke and MD 2020 and Cisco and Sprite with my bougie drink.
Yeah, boy.
What are you guys ashamed to say that you drank you would never touch again?
Oh, my. I could tell you off the top. All right. And that's probably why I don't drink that kind of stuff anymore. But we used to smash them damn Smirnoff ices, man. I'm talking about smash. And I feel like.
That's been avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Think of you to
I
admit.
I feel so soft.
Yeah.
But I drank something soft.
Because that's like early seltzer.
Yeah. But I feel so softer than this. Because I remember me and my brother Tobias, we were up in Athens. It was my freshman year, and he came up, and we were hanging out. And some of my teammates, I'm not going to say the name, was drinking this drink called Hoots. And it was like a margarita-type, like, mixed drink or whatever.
Okay.
Knocking them back. Those were the softer side of it.
Yeah, those are the days when we needed the alcohol to taste good.
Yes.
We were young.
The softer side of Randy.
We had young, soft taste buds.
Yes. Now
we were all there. Everybody did it.
Everybody
did it.
But now, don't bring it nowhere near me.
Of course.
Yeah, don't bring it nowhere near me. But yeah,
taste buds have hardened.
Yeah, I drink Smirnoff Ice.
Everybody, we drink Malibu rum. Just the softest thing you could drink.
When I was first starting drinking, all I would do was just take like shots of vodka. I was, though, with Boone's Farm.
Oh, jeez. That's not soft at all.
You're the damn guy.
Well, it's fruity.
No, that's, I'm saying, though, like you chased with alcohol.
Oh,
like,
well, I still do that.
You're going for it.
I like chase shots of whiskey with like a whiskey and Coke.
That's pretty savage, man.
It's like you got a damn problem.
Well, I went to a Wild Turkey 101 phase.
Oh, yeah.
Shots of that, chased with Turk 101 and Coke. I called that the blackout delight.
Yeah. Again, you were after it.
Yeah. One thing only.
Still am.
You still drink it like that?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, no, Abe doesn't drink often, but when Abe drinks, he goes for it.
Yeah.
The thing I'm embarrassed about, though, is Carlo Rossi wine. Is the little jugs with the little handle on it. And the only reason we drank it, because it was $5.99 for a lot of it, but because E40 rapped about it.
Yes.
So we were like, all right, let's drink that. That's embarrassing.
Yes.
To be that influenced by someone whose music you like. All right. Adam is in Watkinsville. Hey, Adam.
What's up, y'all?
Hello, Adam.
Hey, when you think Mr. AA Alex Antopoulos gets tired of working at the dollar store, do you think he's going to move on to like the Bentley dealership at some point when he gets open checkbook?
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. You know, there's only so many of those jobs.
Yeah.
And as much as the Braves definitely work with a budget, they're still top, 8 payroll in baseball. Mm-hmm. So it's not like we're talking about the Pirates. The Pirates are the dollar store.
Yes. I think it's probably more or less because of the guys you lost because of that paying.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to think. Like, we talk about this with managers all the time. Like, when's the last time you can think of a general manager? And he's the president of baseball operations. Maybe it's Theo Epstein is the example from the Red Sox to the Cubs. But it doesn't happen that much when front office guys go from one team to another.
Yeah. Andrew Friedman went from the Rays to the Dodgers.
Okay, that's a great example. One, but again, that's kind of that's the dollar store versus the Bentley.
Well, you got to remember, at the top, the Rays they went to the 08 World Series.
Right, but still at bargain basement prices.
Agreed.
So to be able to do it, yeah. I don't know. I know that they're not playing very well right now, so I get the reactions that everyone has, but like, the Braves are a really good organization.
Yes, they are.
It's a really good organization. It's a really good place to work. So I don't know. I think Alex Anthopoulos is probably going to be there until they fire him, because that's what happens usually.
Yeah.
You get fired.
You get fired.
You get fired more than you get a promotion to a different team. Scott's in Ellijay. Hey, Scott.
Guys, how you doing? I know you got a lot of people tell you this all the time, but you guys got the best show on radio, and I really think of keeping it light and funny and still talk a lot of sports.
Thank you, Scott.
The reason is because, and I follow baseball a lot more than I follow football, but I know that you guys have been pretty down on Cousins, and I get it. But my question is this. What gives us the thought that Penix is going to do so much better than the guy that was in a couple years ago that everybody thought was going to do good, and then he did? So I'm going to just sign off and let you guys answer, okay, and listen to you on the radio. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you, Scott. Thanks for listening.
The reason we think that Michael Penix is going to be better than Desmond Ridder.
And I think that's who he's talking about.
Yeah, I think
about,
so.
Right?
Because Michael Penix was number 8 overall pick, mm-hmm. and Desmond was a third rounder mm-hmm. that statistics and studies show. And Andy, you taught me this phrase. If you can do it, if you can count how many do it on your hands, that means it's an anomaly.
Not very many of them.
Not very many.
Not very many.
It's not very many.
The other reason is because
Michael Penix is better.
Yeah, we watched him.
Yeah, we watched him.
We watched him.
We got both of them.
And I know at the end of that year, Desmond started 4 games and or something, and he didn't throw any interceptions. If you have the time, you might not have the time, so we'll just summarize it for you. Go back and look at it. They weren't letting him do anything.
Letting him do nothing.
He wasn't letting him do anything.
No.
And the reason why we found out later is because he couldn't.
Yeah.
Now, they told us all offseason that he could.
They were hoping that he grew into something in the offseason that he didn't.
Arthur Smith was very sure that he could make anything work at quarterback. The worst thing that ever Smith was winning football games with Ryan Tannehill. Then he was like, I could do it with anybody.
Because that is what's always brought up when you say Arthur Smith.
Yeah.
Ryan damn Tannehill.
Yeah, and he did, and so he was like, I'll win with Mariota.
Ryan Tannehill was the number 8 overall pick by the Dolphins.
He was.
Ryan Tannehill had decent years with Miami.
Yeah, and physical tools
that some of these guys.
And, most importantly, he had Derrick Henry in his prime to hand it to. So
here, Derrick.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Here's let's just hand it to that guy. All right. Larry. Larry's in the truck. What's up, Larry? Larry's busy.
Larry's busy.
Larry's busy.
Damn it, Larry.
Because Larry drives the truck.
Get your daggone phone fit, Larry.
It's all right.
Get the reception right.
How about Rich, who's in Alpharetta? Hey, Rich.
What up, fellas?
Hey, hello, Rich.
I appreciate y'all being honest about the Smirnoff and the Wassey.
Gotta be honest, man.
I got a little question. So my little brother, 18, my cousin, 23, and they're going through this phase right now where they don't know what to do with themselves. So I'm telling them, man, go to trade school and do this electrician thing. You know, you come out right in life.
Very smart.
So I got a homie. He's 28 now. His mom used to give him hell for not going to college. Both his sister went to college. Now he's making $150,000 a year. Both his sisters struggling. Now he just laughs every time he come around him. I remember back in the day, it was a point where they used to kind of had trade schools and welding, mechanic in high school where you could get into a little trade.
Right. Yeah.
What happened to that? Like, why don't they force or they push the trade no more? It's all about college, to where certain jobs you need it, but why aren't they big on trades anymore? Like, that's a bad thing or something.
I know, they scammed us. They scammed us.
Because nobody wants to do it, or everybody wants to be scammers.
Yeah, they tricked us and told us that if we
went
to college for 4 years, okay, it's going to cost $140,000. Yes. That's okay, the loan, you'll pay it off.
Yes.
You're going to make that easy after you get this bachelor's degree from Western Washington University.
It's all going to get paid back.
Yeah, you're going to be a millionaire, right? Basically, because you get that. But isn't everyone going to get it? No. But you're going to get it, too. Yeah, I don't know. They scammed us. They tricked us,
That's
man.
All.
I wouldn't think to say there's nothing wrong with getting a trade is the wrong way to put it. There's a lot right with it. Like, that's such a good route to go. My brother, who's older than your brother's, is planning a move here in November, and that's his game plan, is to get involved in Trishan's apprenticeship program and get into that field because, you know, there's certain things that are just never going to go away. And
people kind of need those things.
People need those services. That's right. People need those services. And we went through this era of – it was almost like a stigmatization of – blue collar work, like people look down on it or something. Like if you made a buck using your body, there's something wrong with that, which is crazy.
There's nothing wrong with
that. I don't mean, you know what I mean. You know what I mean? Not that part of your body, but there's nothing wrong with that either. But no, I mean, people need their HVAC serviced. People need their electrical systems in their houses worked on. People need plumbing done. And that's always going to be like that. I got a lot of friends with English degrees that wish they were plumbers. I'll tell you that. Do we have time for one more? No? Abe said no.
And he's a stickler for the clock.
Oh, he is. So, yes. But it's not time to go to takeaways of the day yet.
What do you think?
I wish I knew plumbing better.
Why?
I don't know. Just
no, not saying that nothing's wrong with that. I'm like, you sound like you're missing out on something.
Well, I just don't know how to do it.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Oh.
And we got a good plumber that we use. He's an awesome dude. I don't know. It'd be kind of cool to be able to install a P-trap or something like that.
Yeah, I told my neighbor across the street from my house. Like, that's the one that when the tree fell down, he brought out the – so there, I don't know if you can remember. There's this big-ass oak in his middle in his front yard.
I do. That's a nice tree.
He's cutting it down.
Oh, why?
Because he showed me the bottom of the –
Is it sick?
Yeah. His ass got a big old tractor out there driving it himself. And so he's like, yeah, the guy's about to come over, and we're going to take it down. Then I'm going to take it to my shop around the corner, and then I'm just going to, you know, crush it up or something. I was like, yo, country ass.
That's great.
This country ass.
We took down a dogwood in our backyard a couple of years ago because it was sick, too.
Right.
My dad's made all kinds. He made Jack a baseball bat out of it.
That's what I'm talking about.
We've made, like, candle holders out of it and stuff that.
So I'm going to ask him if I can cut some of that wood. Oh, damn it, baby.
There we go. Now it's time to get the takeaways of the day.
Damn it.
There it is.
Oh, boy. Y'all know what the hell I meant. Anyways, the Braves, they need a bunk special.
They do.
Yeah.
We love a white Leon. Yeah. Like, we're just a big fan of a white Leon.
Yes.
The Braves like leaking. Randy likes the fact that the glare exists.
Yes.
And we thought Freddie Gonzalez was a double D guy.
Nope. Just one D.
Just one D.
One D is still a lot. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 11. Have a great rest of your Thursday.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.